Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Aleknarechamut.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dan Bross. This week on AK, eating right. What comes to mind when you think of school lunch menus? Tater tots, sloppy joes, chocolate milk? Instead, imagine quinoa or brown rice, locally grown salad or roasted Brussels sprouts and baked fish, or homemade pizza with whole grain crust. That's the direction some U.S. schools are headed as they try to serve healthier meals and teach kids more about nutrition and exercise. Two Alaska districts are getting some national recognition for their efforts on that front. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein has more.
Right now, I'm cutting open local-caught rockfish.
Carly Wells is food service director for the Petersburg School District.
Then we cut them into 3-ounce portions and bake them, put a little bit of seasoning on them, and put them in the oven and bake them for lunch.
There's also brown rice and an oriental vegetable medley. The vegetables are frozen today, but more and more, Wells has been trying to incorporate fresh, local, and homemade items into the school menu.
We're going to be seeing a lot more local fish on the menu as the year progresses. We got a grant from Alaskan Commerce for local caught and grown produce and fish, so we're going to be using those monies to buy better stuff.
Petersburg's 3 schools and 4 schools in Kenai are the first in Alaska to meet the criteria of the Healthier U.S. School Challenge. That's a voluntary Department of Agriculture initiative that encourages schools to improve their food service and physical education programs. Certification comes with a small cash award, in this case $500 per school, and schools have to go above and beyond new federal nutrition requirements to get it. But for Wells, it's worth it to put better food on kids' plates.
We're also trying to get things that you can recognize what's in them. Like when you have a chicken breast, you actually see the chicken breast and then the bread on the side, not a compound chicken nugget where it's kind of all kind of ground together. So you can actually see the different components of what makes up your meal. We're also introducing more fresh fruits and more fresh vegetables so that kids can really understand where their food comes from.
Some of Petersburg's food now comes from a school garden where students and staff grow lettuce and other vegetables. Wells and her 2 co-workers prepare and serve the meals for the town's 3 schools with pretty limited equipment.
Currently we only have 2 ovens that are up and running, so everything we do we have to bake it. So if we have soup, we actually bake our soup. To make pasta, we actually bake our pasta.
The district is looking for funds to build a regular kitchen, complete with an actual stovetop, an exhaust hood, and a large mixer. Right now, the staff sometimes mixes whole grain dough by hand in small batches when they make bread for the entire student body.
You can easily meet the federal guidelines by just opening up a box of pre-cooked anything and sticking it in the oven and warming it up. But here we want to aim a little higher. We want kids to really be nutritious. We want to limit the preservatives and have a better meal that they will understand, and when they raise their children, they'll want to cook them a homemade meal too.
Like Petersburg, the Kenai Peninsula Borough has been emphasizing a healthier menu, whole grains, more fruit and vegetables, but for a much larger district. Diane Buchanan is a student nutrition specialist.
We went with a vegetarian chili this year, and the kids love it. And we also have done a baked sweet potato and apple casserole that the kids just really love. We've also added a spinach strawberry salad that the kids are loving.
Alaska had been one of the few states with no schools in the Healthier U.S. Challenge, so State Child Nutrition Program Coordinator Joe Dawson says the certifications are very significant.
Both Kenai and Petersburg have been schools that we've known had really great programs, really great personnel heading up the school nutrition, innovative people. So, you know, we're not surprised to see these two be our first districts to apply for the challenge and to get this award.
It's another day back at Petersburg Elementary School, and the kids are eating a lunch of chicken fried pork. It's actually baked, hash browns, gravy, applesauce, and a salad from the school garden. As they finish up, first graders Hannah, Sinjin, and Kate are happy to list their favorite vegetables.
Carrots. Carrots sometimes. Carrots.
Is that everybody's favorite?
Not everybody.
Not everybody? Yeah. Are there other vegetables that are good you have at lunch?
Sometimes broccoli.
I love broccoli when it's cooked, but I don't like fresh broccoli.
And do you have another vegetable that you like?
Broccoli.
Okay, broccoli and carrots it is. So what do you think, guys? You like your school lunches?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the food.
In Petersburg, for AK, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.